Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. 2021 has just started, Heather, and it's already been a busy time for the Beef Council. Tell me about that.
Well, January has already been a busy month. We created a dining guide for those attendees coming to the Cattlemen's Congress who might not be that familiar with Oklahoma City and the wonderful restaurants in the various neighborhood districts. We highlighted popular beef items at many of the restaurants and showcased local choices. In addition, we continued our Quality Assurance Incentive Program with the juniors participating at Cattlemen's Congress. We want to start the cattle kids early in thinking about the importance of beef quality assurance certification. On the community front, we provided another 2,000 beef sticks with a message of gratitude for physicians and nurses at hospital systems managing high levels of COVID-19 patients. We are so incredibly grateful for their dedication, and this was one small way to say thank you from Oklahoma's beef farmers and ranchers.
Learn more about how your checkoff's working for you by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, another eventful day for the cattle futures market. It sold off toward the end of the day and the latter half of the day. But February live cattle were down 95 points at 115.05. The April's down 85 at 121.85. June live cattle down $1.22 at 117.60. Feeder cattle were sharply lower here. Now March is the front month. January's gone off the board, but March was down 207. 137.72. The April live cattle down $1.90, or feeder cattle rather, down $1.92 at 140.75. August $1.92 at 149.95. So really disappointing that closed back below 150 on the August. Then lean hogs were down 15 in February at 69.80. April's up 27 at 76.82. After the close today, we had a cattle inventory report. It's a report that comes out every 6 months. Now the beef cow inventory, as of January 1st, was 31.158 million head, down 0.6% of last year. So slightly lower than last year on the beef cows. And if you go back and look, we peaked in about 2019, so 2 years ago, but we were drastically lower back in 2014, where it was around 29 million head. The other point of this is that it was 99.4% last year. They were looking for 98.7% last year, so it was actually a little bit bigger than expected.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at 1 o'clock at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 Hereford and Angus bulls and 60 Hereford and Angus pairs. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
The grain futures today were higher and rallied throughout the day, led by corn. It wasn't the highest in terms of total cents, but it was the highest in terms of the most bullish news today. But the March corn was up 12.5 at 547. The May was up 11.25 at 547.5. December corn up 6.5 at 445.25. This morning, the Chinese or the USDA announced that China had bought another 2.1 million metric tons. And I think it was somewhere around, if you add it all up this week, it was somewhere around 5 million metric tons. That's unofficial, but there's somewhere around that number this week, and that'd be a record. So that's a really, really bullish thing that the Chinese are buying that much corn from us here in the United States. And a wise man once said that you don't really listen to what the Chinese tell you, but you follow what they're doing. And they're buying corn, so that usually means that they need it. And they're buying it at really high prices. So if you're a corn farmer, or any farmer for that matter in the United States, that's a really good sign that the world needs our product. Beans were also 15 to 16 cents higher here, and then also wheat 12 to 13 higher in Kansas City, with July up 12.75 at 6.38.75. Chicago was about the same, up 11.5 in July at 6.42.25.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.